Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." Today we focus on the wise men who came to seek Jesus as king. They came in response to a sign from God. It was not an easy process. Many things could have hindered them from seeking and finding the Savior. They did not know how long or how difficult the journey would be, but they persisted. They had to endure cold nights and constant danger of robbery along the way, and when they finally got to Jerusalem, they had trouble getting directions to the right place. Why did they go through all this trouble to find the king? The answer is, when God seeks you, you should do everything it takes to seek him, despite the difficulties. He alone is the living God, and it is worth all the troubles if you find him. When the wise men finally arrived in Bethlehem, the Bible says, they came into the house and saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. The surroundings were ordinary, and Mary and Joseph were common working-class parents. There was no splendor there, no fancy robes, no attendants. Nothing hinted of royalty, and yet they bowed in worship and presented him with their treasures. If you see Christ as your Savior and King, learn from the wise men and bow before Jesus with eyes of faith. Don't allow your dignity or pride or opinions of other people to hinder you from bowing before him as King. After the wise men gave their gifts, they departed to their own country. They quietly went home as different men who by faith had seen the King and worshipped him. This Christmas season, the Lord would have us to respond to his initiative in sending his Son by seeking Jesus as our King and having found him and worshipped him to return to our homes, our worlds as different people who will be under the sovereignty of the King. Please join us next week.